Welcome to this week's edition of The Green on Delaware Public Media. I'm your host, Tom Byrne. Spring officially arrived this week, and with it, the opportunity for many to get out in the yard and plant a garden. But many are not limiting themselves to that backyard garden. Community gardens are growing in the First State, offering benefits you can't get going it alone. This week, contributor Eileen Dalabrita takes a closer look at community gardens in her latest piece at DelawarePublic.org. And she joined me this week to discuss what she learned. Let's start with the basic premise of a community garden. What does a typical community garden look like? What does it grow? What are people looking at if they're looking at a community garden?
Well, most often you'll find raised beds, 4 feet by 8 feet. And even these small plots produce lots of veggies. Some gardens ask the gardeners to pay an annual fee, maybe $50, $75, while others are free. And there is a wide variety in what you grow. You might put in cut flowers for arrangements at your church, strawberries to eat fresh or to make jam, tomatoes that you might can and enjoy all winter. Herbs, which are expensive in the grocery store, are extremely popular. And it's also a great opportunity to experiment with bok choy or Swiss chard, the veggies that might not be a regular on your menu.
So these gardens oftentimes are very popular in urban areas, correct? I mean, places where you may not have the space to grow your own garden at home, there's now a space where you can go to and do this kind of gardening.
Yes. There are 28 gardens in the city of Wilmington alone, ranging from gardens established on abandoned parking lots to small urban farms. As an example, Conscious Connections, which is devoted to educational programs, created an urban farm on abandoned lots in Brandywine Village. And that's where young people can learn about agriculture through its Young Master Gardeners program.
But these gardens are not limited to urban areas. There are some gardens elsewhere. Can you tell us about where some other places you found urban gardens when you were reporting the story? It sounds like they are kind of all over the state and in obviously varieties of sizes.
Oh, yeah. There's a very small garden on Delaware State University's campus in Dover. Employees at a distribution center planted a garden at work. And small town Milford has an active garden. They have popped up all over.
So, did any of the community gardens you had a chance to learn about stand out to you as something that maybe you didn't expect to see from a community garden?
They do. Gardens do seem to have their own particular flavor. In Lewis, the focus is on organic gardening. Planting to Feed in Wilmington is committed to feeding people who don't have enough to eat. There are, it seems that gardeners and gardens are usually kind of find their way to form a good match.
Is it hard to start a community garden or to join one? There's a lot of them. They're different sizes. But for a person who's trying to find out or figure out where they can get involved, how hard is it to do that?
Well, it isn't as easy as plunking down a couple tomato plants in your backyard, but becoming involved in a community garden is not difficult. A good place to start is simply to look for a garden near you at a church or a community center, or you might want to ask for advice at your local garden center. The State Extension Service is a great resource, and they operate demonstration gardens in all three counties where folks can learn about everything from learning to grow berries to making compost.
And I guess one thing you should also bring with you is a bit of a commitment, right? I mean, if you're going to be part of a community garden, it's probably something you don't necessarily maybe dabble in. You actually kind of you kind of jump in both feet.
Roll up your sleeves.
You mentioned the community extension folks. Often these gardens do get some type of assistance. What are some of the other resources that these gardens have tapped into to get up and running and grow?
Well, in the DSU garden I mentioned previously, volunteers there work under the guidance of a master gardener coordinator in Kent County. The Newcastle County Conservation District provides community grants of up to $3,000 so that gardens can really have a good infrastructure, such as rain barrels, irrigation systems, tool sheds, and fencing.
I was going to say, there's a lot of benefits to gardening as a whole for anybody. But with community gardens, there is kind of more than just the, hey, I grew some food that I can use in my own kitchen. Tell us a little about some of the other benefits that you've heard from people about community gardens and how people can really make a difference by being part of one.
Well, they're really you really do benefit from a community. There are often shared tools which are there in your shed. You typically, you have a water supply. Most gardens are fenced, which keeps out deer, who can be quite a problem in home gardens. Although I'm told the fences are not that effective against bunnies. You can share, which is a big aspect. One gardener has an abundance of compost, somebody else has seedlings to share. There's an important exchange of knowledge. You might learn how to can tomatoes or how to get rid of pests without chemicals by putting in a few plants that bugs don't like, such as marigolds.
And I was going to say, there's also kind of the benefits outside of the garden itself, right? A lot of these gardens wind up with surplus food. A lot of them are also kind of, helping in terms of pollinator issues. I mean, there is a lot. I mean, these gardens actually have more reach than maybe people might expect, right?
Absolutely.
And I guess you mentioned some of these ideas of working together with people. And I suppose that may be the biggest part of these gardens, right, is that they do bring people together. What did you hear from people about that aspect of getting involved in a community garden and it being more than just growing plants, that it really did do something for community?
Well, people make friends with people with whom they share common interests. And gardening is one of those great common interests. And it is an opportunity for people to connect with folks who share their values. And that includes helping others, donating nutritious produce to people who don't have ready access to healthy foods, whether that be a small distribution box or supplying hundreds of pounds of produce each year to a pantry or a soup kitchen. It's an opportunity to help other people.
And obviously, that's the community part of community gardens is actually getting people together. In a time when sometimes people tend to be polarized, it's nice to see that people can come together around something and actually not only just get some food for themselves, but to accomplish some big things.
Yeah, it's very basic.
Thanks to contributor Eileen Delabrida for her time on The Green this week. Her piece on community gardens is available at DelawarePublic.org. And stay with us. We continue prepping you for the spring planting season with a look at the updated U.S. Department of Agriculture Plant Hardiness Zone Map and what it means for Delaware gardeners. This is The Green on Delaware Public Media.